The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about keeping off the grass. Oh, what does that mean? I'm not telling you yet. Also, the need for more ministries and more ministers according to Jesus. Aha! Introducing Johnny Hill. We're going to get into it for a little while and have a discussion about ministry. And then we're going to wind it down with, does Jesus offend you?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Now think of that. Surviving, because sometimes you got to survive. Living, because that's just a good idea. And then prevailing, because prevailing, every once in a while you got to walk on top of the water. You can't just tread the water, and you can't be underneath the water. Politics. I understand there's a lot of bills going on that we have in our society today. Remember, though, politics, poly being many, ticks being blood-sucking insects. Never forget. Also, entertainment and current events, personal revelations. Yes, beyond the high karate scenario, I have yet another thing to tell you about my experience with the law and spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to call us, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I think I've proven that time and time again. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you before we talk about our sponsors. Not the least that of which I want to tell you is you got the weekend coming up. This is Friday. And if you're listening on Saturday, this is Saturday. See how that works? And you know what? Every once in a while, you just need to, like, chill, right? Like, stop. Like, it's super serious. It's super intense. It's super this. It's super 3, 2, 1, relax. Okay? Every once in a while, you got to dial it down, right? What did Jesus do every so often? He went away and he prayed and talked to the Father by himself, just kind of chilling, just kind of getting it all together. Sometimes you need to dial it down a little. There's so much stuff going on all around us. You know, it's probably helpful for us just to breathe in, breathe out, just take it easy. It's okay. I did not, by the way, give the answer to the trivia question yesterday. Right. I know I forgot. I thought about it as I was driving home, and the four or five trucks kind of squished me into the lane. That's when I thought about it.
Don't.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Don't. So the answer was, and the question was, I should probably tell you that. The question was, who said it's impossible to account for the creation of the universe without the agency of a supreme being? Should we kind of keep it open? We could probably keep it open for one little bit. It's impossible to account for the creation of the universe without the agency of a supreme being. Who said that? Who said that? I'm letting Johnny see it right now. It's like, wow. Nobody knew that guy said that. All right. I'll give you a few seconds if you want to come and give us a holler on that. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Let's talk about our sponsors. Talk about our roofing sponsor first and our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
So John from the Blessed Roofing Company, I talked to him today because we have his second commercial already running. And guess what? This is so fantastic. This is the kind of fantastic news that we love. He already had somebody contact him about a roofing job from the show. And you think, well, why is that important? First, we're strong believers in participating in the society that we're in, not in the sinfulness of the society, but just participating in the society. And we know that we're supposed to do good to all men, especially them of the household of faith. That's what the scripture says. So if we have people that are looking for roof information or are looking to have their roof inspected, or they've had some hail damage and they want to talk to somebody who knows it and who's ethical, John is the dude. Okay? The dude. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com is his URL. 469-BLESSED. Now that is a great phone number. 469-BLESSED. You might remember the Blessed Roofing Company. You should remember that because it's long enough to kind of stick in your brain, TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. But you can definitely remember 469-BLESSED. And if you're a person that's – let's say you've gone through a hailstorm and you don't know if there's damage, you're probably not looking for the water to come pouring down your living room wall and destroy your color television, your big screen TV. You don't want to do that and go, hey, I might have a roof problem. You probably want to do that before. I don't know. Call me crazy. What do I know? 469-BLESSED. Free inspections for hail, and most of the times those roofs can be replaced with zero out-of-pocket cost. Nice, nice. Now, next to John, is this funny or what? This has been my fave thing to do in talking about straight-up discussions of clients. We have Pamela Melchioni.
Your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
The reason that we're playing that Italian song is because Pamela Melchioni, quite simply, I thought her name was Hawaiian. Right? It's not. It's Italian. So it's Pamela Melchioni. And I did it wrong for the first week, which is so funny. So anyway, she has – is that great? So she has the Blessed Realty Company.com. So John has the Blessed Roofing Company.com, and she has the Blessed Realty Company.com. You're thinking, how is that possible? All I know is wedding bells are in the future. That's how it's possible. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. If you want to talk to somebody about real estate who, by the way, doesn't do it as a hobby. Like, I need an extra $3,000 because I want to take my family to Reno. Okay, you don't really want that kind of person doing your real estate stuff. You want somebody who's like all referral based, knows the business, and is at the top of her class. That's Pamela Melchioni. Okay? Are that simple. 817-505-5541. That is that. So I want to say hi to Johnny Hill. He's hanging out. Hi, Johnny. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay. He doesn't get to talk for a little while because he has to sit through this because that's just the deal. But he's sitting in the studio going, what am I doing? How did I get here? Why am I here? What are you doing to me, Lord? That's usually what happens. Big shout out to our good friend Wade Chessman, who's still we're still working with Wade. He's going to be coming on board. I just have faith that that's going to work. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I think it's going to work out great. And they do wealth strategies. And one of my really big clients back in San Diego was a wealth strategy guy. So I'm really thinking this is all going to come together. My three top people, just so you can know, a roofing person. Okay, I'll tell you all four. Okay, a roofing person, right? A realtor, a financial strategist, and a car person.
You can't touch this.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Well played. The person who said it's impossible to account for creation of the universe without the agency of supreme being, George Washington. Georgie. George Washington. Okay, let's talk about a little scripture, a little life. We're going to do that right now. So we got 5 full minutes, and they're all mine because I pay for them. Here is what happened. I told you yesterday about cutting the grass. So I was praying today. The neighbor pulled out his mower. That's why that's even funnier. So I was cutting the grass, and I'm going to read you this passage, and then I'm going to relate it to the story, and you'll understand once I get there. So just hang in there for a second, all right? Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so you will not grow weary and lose heart. One of the things that Scripture does encourage us to do is to consider Jesus Christ in our process. Because as a Christian, when you look at the things that are going around you, it's, sometimes you feel like you're getting poked in the eye. All right? And one of those one of those connections is that when you're going through something, we should have Jesus in mind. You should have what he went through, what he endured. And Scripture gives you the key on how Jesus prevailed, of course, in his communion with the Father, of course, anointed by the Holy Spirit. But it was for the joy that was set before him that gave him a strength. And it's for what was set before him. Now, that doesn't mean that he had it in the palm of his hand. He saw what was coming. He knew it was coming, right? And sometimes we can kind of, quit early. Now, how does that relate to lawn cutting? I will tell you. We're on a half acre. I have a push mower that's not self-propelled. I haven't cut grass in 18 years. I cut for 2 hours yesterday. I did the weed eating too, thank you. I got all the way and I was exhausted after 2 hours because I'm old. I stopped and I said, I'm going to stop right here. And then I waited for my wife to come home. We went in the backyard. I was short by 7 strips. I quit with 7 strips to go. Now when I get home, I have to turn on the mower again and cut the grass again because I quit early.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I don't know. It'd be kind of amazing. My encouragement for you is don't fall short of the goal. You think, how does that relate to Jesus? You know exactly what I'm talking about. In your faith and in your life and in your circumstance, don't fall short of the goal. The gold might be another 3 feet down, but if you stop digging, how would you know? You'll miss it. You see what I'm saying? So, to my own fault, I was my vision was blurry with sweat. My dog was barking. That was fun. And I just didn't finish. And when I went back out there with my wife and saw that there was so little to finish, I was like, man, if I had had a better picture, if I had had a better, clearer sight, I'd have just finished that puppy and be done. Now I got to cut a third day in a row. My own fault. That's what we need to not do is fall short just because our vision gets – there's a little sweat in our eyes and it gets a little bad. Got it? All right. Not that complex. Going to take a short break and come back. You're going to have – this is going to be really interesting for you for Friday. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at the David Spoon Experience. KAAM 770. That's my first mess up. I just did it the first time, right? That's my first mess up in 20 shows. All right, let's just try that again.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas.
All right, everything can just only get better from here. That's all I got for you. This is going to be really a treat. For those that do want to reach out to us, don't forget YouTube. My screen keeps falling. YouTube, you can go to David Spoon Media. Facebook, you can go to David Spoon Media. You can email us at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Plus, what's that other thing? Davidspoon.com. Wow. Is it Friday? It is Friday, right?
It is Friday.
Okay. All right. Let me set this up, and then we're going to bring in Johnny. Johnny Hill, let me just explain something to you. Why? What was that? Johnny Hill is somebody that I met. What I do is, in doing the radio show, I make phone calls. And I make phone calls and look for sponsors and people to support what we're doing. And then they get advertisement for it. So like John at the Blessed Roofing Company, or like Pamela Melchione, getting her name out there to a different group of people she wants to reach. Plus, she wants to support the ministry. That part of it. It is my job to reach out and talk to people. I did a reach out to Johnny, and then you're going to hear about his company. You're going to hear about his ministry, and he's going to get a chance to share with you. And I'm going to give him that floor because you want to know why? The Lord told me to. I left a message, got a message back, or I called in. I think I talked to your wife.
She did.
Okay. And she was like, well, he's thinking about going into ministry more full time and so on and so forth. And I was thinking, nope, this is the Lord. That's the first thing I thought of immediately, because I've had the chance and the privilege to launch probably about 20 ministries. And it's just like, I know this territory so well. I'm going to do everything I can to support that. Let me tell you where this comes from. This comes from Matthew chapter 9. And I want you to listen to what Jesus said. Jesus traveled through – this is 9 verse 35. Jesus traveled through all the cities and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues, announcing the good news about the kingdom. And wherever he went, he healed people and of every sort of disease and illness. And he felt great pity for the crowds that came because their problems were so great and they didn't know where to go for help. They were like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is so great, but the workers are so few. So pray that the Lord who is in charge of the harvest – and ask him to send more workers for his fields. So one of the things that you get in that scripture I don't think a lot of people catch is, first of all, the Lord is in charge of the harvest. Okay, so no matter what anybody does or anybody says, no matter what kind of shepherd you have in front of the church or whatever the case may be, everybody is a sub-shepherd. Jesus is the only chief shepherd. Okay, so just make that easy. Keep it simple. When Jesus comes back, there's no one pastor or one group that's going to go, ooh, we were right. It's like, that ain't happening.
Amen.
Okay, so that's silly. Number two, we're supposed to pray for people to work in the harvest. We're supposed to pray that the Lord will add to the number of ministers and ministries. It's just like one of the things he wants us to do. It's a command. It's not even an option. So here we have Johnny Hills, who's got a business, and we want him to have an opportunity to promote his business. But he's got a ministry, and we want to be praying for his ministry, and you want to participate either through prayer or provision or whatever the case may be. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Hill.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
All right. Talk to me. Who are you, Johnny Hill?
Well, I am a man of God, first and foremost, and I am an entrepreneur. We own Men of God Moving, and we do commercial and residential moving for families. God made it clear to me early on that we were to do this as a ministry, and that's what we do. We are a for-profit company, but God leads us through the Holy Spirit and tells us when we're supposed to do a move and not charge or charge a specific amount. And usually that amount is so specific that it has a relevant effect on that party that we're moving, something that we may not be privy to knowing, but whatever number God gives us, it means something to them. And God has moved mountains.
Does that freak people out when you do that, though? I'm just saying. Just like,
absolutely. It freaks us out.
It's like, what? Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, so you're like, okay, this is the amount. Then the person's like going, oh. Right, but that's the advancement of the kingdom, right? You're promoting the gospel when you're doing it. You're telling why you're doing that.
You really are, and the irony in this is that one way you reach people when they're going through really tough times is through the finances. Usually, God sends us people that are foreclosing on a home, a death in a family, a divorce, sometimes all of the above, and the money really speaks to them.
Wow. That's powerful. So when you do that, I'm asking you this so that the audience can understand. I mean, is it always right? Is it mostly right? Has it been pretty right on? So you know what I'm saying? Like, is there a percentage or no? We've been really fortunate. The Lord's really blessed us in that. How's it go?
That's a great question. That's a great question. God is providential. God is sovereign. God is perfect. And he is always 100% correct. When we intervene and put our own opinions in it, we are usually 100% incorrect.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, give you one example. We had a move, and the Lord placed it on our hearts to not charge anything. And this was fairly early on in the ministry. The move was over 1,000, and that seemed steep to me. And I talked it over with my wife, and I thought about it, and I went on and charged her anyway. And about 3 in the morning, the Holy Spirit just overwhelmed me, and I called her up at 3 in the morning and said, tear the check up. God was on point. And that was returned almost sevenfold.
Wow.
Maybe 3 years later. God is always 100% accurate. I cannot stress that enough.
All right, that's so cool. All right, let's talk about contact points for the business first. So, how do people? What do they want? What do they need to do if you want to generate business or if you want people to touch base with you? What do they do? Who do they call or where do they go?
Simple, menofgodmoving.com.
Okay, menofgodmoving.com. Okay, if you forget that, then you're eating a burrito while you're driving. Okay, menofgodmoving.com. So if you're looking for a mover. Right? menofgodmoving.com. There you go. I mean, that's pretty straightforward.
Pretty
that's the
pretty
best
simple.
Way to do it, right?
You can find us on Facebook as well, okay. menofgodmoving.com or Facebook / menofgodmoving.
Okay.
The phone number, 817-707-7672. 817-707-7672.
If they call, would it typically be your wife that would answer? Would it be an administrative person?
It could be either one of us.
Okay.
Either one of you
can answer.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so that's the business stuff, and I want to do that because that's an important part of things. And so we told, and, you know, Johnny's doing this, and you're thinking, well, you know, why are you doing it? Well, just like he is doing his best to follow and be led by the Holy Spirit in what he's doing, that's what we're doing. We're doing, trying to do the same thing. And no, well, for me, I know it's not always perfect. I got three adult children that will verify it's not always perfect. And then I have a wife who's spectacularly closer to the Lord in these things than I am. Yes, you know, I'm going to come back with this whole group of let me just say it, sexist jokes that people are going to get real upset about, and it's going to be like, that's my only line of defense. Leave me alone. But the bottom line is, we want to promote that. We want to promote his business, but we want to promote the business not just because it's got a cool title. But it does have a cool title. But because it also leads to ministry, and that ministry is not just to the people that you move. It's also to the people that you employ, right? It works kind of all the way around. So tell me about that.
Absolutely. When we initially started, I was under the impression that this was a ministry that mostly involved our clients. But ironically, a lot of our men are either ex-cons, former drug users, homeless. I mean, you name it. And we don't put out any advertisement to seek for these to seek after these men. They come to us. So the ministry, I would say, is a 50-50 deal. And we've been able to really do a lot for those men that have not had that wouldn't get another chance otherwise. Maybe they're three times felons. Maybe they have you know, a record that wouldn't allow them to get a regular job. But God has done a lot with the ministry. Absolutely.
So the Lord is using the business not just to help people in the move, but to reach to people that in a sense could not even get to an employment position in any other method.
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm going to ask you a real quick question. We're going to break in about a minute and a half. I think I'm 2 minutes. Okay. That was a good guess, right? It's not the danger for you, but does it get – and when I say this word, understand it and its ramifications. Does it get scary? Scary in the I can't control all this kind of theory?
That's a great question. I'm a control freak, and I'm very anal. Well, I have been, but God has healed me of that for the most part. So I had a hard time. Mm-hmm. I had a very difficult time because you can't control the moves, and you definitely can't control the men considering the backgrounds. But what I've learned is to be patient and to be loving, even in the most harshest situations, and to just be willing to surrender and submit. In most cases, it looks like you're surrendering to another man, but in fact, you're simply surrendering to God.
Yeah.
And we've done well when we've done that.
Awesome. That's awesome. We're going to take a short break and come back. I do want to tell you, menofgodmovers.com is the website. We're going to talk a little bit more about ministry. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
It may be false, but it feels the same. So
wow, what a roof. It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
But what kind of call is that?
What can you do? Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with thee.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to remind you, if you want to, YouTube David Spoon Media. Also, the website davidspoon.com, Facebook David Spoon Media, email davidspoonmedia@gmail. The thing about the YouTube, and I should tell you this now, so there's like three or four different things that went on in the YouTube as I am trying to find my way. There's a couple of political comments, and no, you shouldn't disfellowship with somebody. You shouldn't stop fellowship with somebody because they disagree with you politically. I think that part's wrong. There's some very deep, I think, spiritual elements, and then there's some straight out things where the Lord gives me something and I share it. And that happened just yesterday, where the Lord made it really clear about people loving their family more than loving Him. And it was just like, I was like, I'm sharing this because I don't want to walk funny. So I made sure to get that out of the video really. So it has a couple of different streams in it that flow in a few different directions. And one of those things that we do, though, is we want to promote other ministers, other ministries, and other things that are taking place in the kingdom. Why? We should all want to be doing that. You're never going to see the same as every person next to you. Let's be honest. You don't see the same as you saw 15 years ago. You're different now. If you went back 15 years and saw yourself 15 years ago, first you'd slap you. Then you would set yourself straight. I just smacked my knee into the table. That really hurt. Was that good?
I thought he's got his own sound effects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the sound effect is, ow, that hurt. So we're hanging out with Johnny Hill, and I want you to tell people your phone number and the website, and then what Johnny's in the middle of is a ministry for moving people, but a ministry for people who are doing the moving itself. I think that's a pretty good way. So tell people your website and your phone number. Go ahead and fire away.
Okay. Well, again, we're at www.menofgodmoving.com. You can reach us by phone, 817-707-7672. 817-707-7672.
He's a pro already. He already knows. I told him, do this, do the number twice. I'm telling you. He's already a pro. Okay, so ministry-wise, let's give you a chance to talk a little bit about your testimony, and then we have a time constraint just because it's radio, and they won't give me 50 hours. Well, I don't think anybody wants that anyway. But tell us a little bit about your testimony, and then I want you to talk about, you know, maybe some things that have happened in ministry, and then maybe where it's going. So share along those lines.
Okay, that's great. First of all, if there's anything that you remember from today's show, if there's anything, it's this. It's Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that He is God, that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And I had something that occurred in my life a few years back that changed the way I walked. And it demonstrated God's grace And it gave me the opportunity to do this very thing, to live Romans 10:9. And it's very important that you understand what I went through. God gave me a second chance. I had an accident, a really bad accident. I was in a diving accident in a swimming pool, and I broke my neck. And during that time, I was underwater. I was still conscious, and I'll give you the shorter version. I was unconscious, and I was still coherent, and I knew what was going on. And it gave me time to contemplate my life and just think about all the things that I had accomplished and all the things that I didn't accomplish. And I thought prior to that time that I had done really well for myself. But being underwater and not being able to stand up on my own, I realized that I hadn't done a whole lot and that I probably wouldn't get another chance to do it because I was going to die. And because of God's amazing and incredible grace, he gave me a second chance. And he literally raised me from the dead. My friends did not come in and rescue me in time. I was a practical joker. And they thought that I was somewhere else. They just assumed that I was joking around or maybe I had left the area. By the time they got me, came and got me, I was already dead. And in short, God resurrected me from the dead. I spent some time at Parkland Hospital in ICU. I had to learn how to walk again. I had to literally learn how to feed myself, how to button my shirt, everything. And what God did was God healed my body in 12 days. He literally performed a miracle on me, and he sent me out to preach the gospel. And this was spoken over me or prophesied over me on my deathbed that I would one day preach the gospel. So it's been a long time coming. We've been in the ministry in some extent with our businesses, but God has now called me in full time, and that's what we're doing.
That's so powerful. That's so powerful. And here you are preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Right here, amen. Right now, fulfilling exactly that which the Lord told you was going to happen.
Amen.
Right here. So, and recorded. So you'll always know and you'll always have that, you know. That's one of the reasons why God does memorials, is to remind people, remember this, remember this.
It's absolutely. Like,
it's a very cool thing. We praise the Lord that the Lord touched you, brought you up. And that has put you in a place where you are ministering. Tell us a little bit about the ministry part of it. I don't want you to get any specifics on names or anything like that, but whether it's somebody that you moved or somebody that worked for you, just, you know, things that come to your mind when you think about it, when you pray about it, what, you know, like floods into your mind. You know, it's like what comes to you.
There's so many different stories that I could share with you. We really don't have time to do it today. But one that stands out in particular, and this pertains to the men, our men, our guys, our men of God who work for us. We had two young gentlemen that came to work with us, and they were sincerely seeking God. And both of them asked me, what did I think about the healing ministry? And if I thought that pastors who on live television did healings, if they were sincere. And I didn't answer the question. The Lord didn't tell me to answer it right away. I waited. And I thought maybe I was going to respond maybe via email later. But in fact, God answered it himself. And he did so miraculously. Maybe 2 weeks later, we were on a job, and there was a really bad accident. And one of these young men fell and broke his leg. He broke his leg under the weight of a washing machine. And being honest, I was very disappointed. I was very disappointed in that I knew that they were sincerely seeking God, and yet I felt like God didn't answer them. Instead, it seemed like they were being punished. But in that very moment, God told me to be still, to be quiet. While tears were flowing from my eyes, I stood there and God said, be still. And we waited and we waited. And then he told me to do what I've been taught to do and to speak to that bone and command that bone to be healed. And that's what I did. And as I said the words in Jesus' name, the young man jumped up and was completely healed. And those are the kind of things that we literally see every day.
That's amazing. And I think what happens is, and I think you brought up an excellent point, and I do want to bring this up. But people are like, okay, well, you know, they're just trying to get money for healing. Okay, first of all, let's just so you can understand, Johnny's not in here with a bow tie that lights up. He doesn't have a cane and a little top hat, and he's not walking across the stage back and forth. That's number one. And I don't like that either. So, I mean, that part of it. And that, I think, is part of the reservation about not answering the guys. If you Amen. Think about it, it's like, well, why didn't you answer a guy? Because, you know, God does heal people. It's just that there's such a really nasty viewpoint. And then on the flip side of that, you got people that say, well, God doesn't do any healing. And you're like going, you know, I'm pretty sure that you're not supposed to go to the extreme. You're really not supposed to go to the left or right. And for those that want to get political, you should be top center. So, the bottom line is that the Lord will do things at different times in different ways. He doesn't always do everything the same. And everybody who's a Christian, who's ever walked the walk, should know that it's not, oh, it's, this is how it is for everybody. It's the exact same. I've never met another Christian who's had the exact same journey as another Christian yet.
Oh, that's silly.
That's right. That's silly. Because it's so absurd to think that God, oh, this is the, everybody's going to walk the exact same. Everything's going to be the exact same. So actually, I'm not going to digress it, but we get into this in soteriology and the Ordo Salutis and stuff like that. But it's all perfectly exactly the same. No, it's not. Okay, so that's a powerful moment, but a careful moment, right? Amen. You were careful. You were not – it's not like you were trying to be willy-nilly with it in the sense that you were like, oh, I'm just going to try. It's like I wanted to be still. I wanted to be obedient. I wanted to be responsive to the Lord. Where do you see the ministry going from here? Now you feel like the Lord is – kind of, what's the word I'm like? Kind of thrust you forward a bit, might be a nice way to say it. Right. And it's not that you'll know perfectly, but where do you sense the Lord is like, this is where I think it's all heading?
God has clearly given me a clear pathway at this point. We've done Men of God Moving for 10 years, and it's been a good run, a good ministry. And I'm not sure how long we'll continue doing it. God will give us an answer. I'm confident of that. But I am supposed to preach the gospel. I will, Lord willing, I will attend seminary school and pursue that.
Wow.
Amen.
That's such a blessing. I want to pray for you. Is that all right?
Amen. Well,
let's
Amen,
pray.
Brother.
Let's pray.
Thank you.
Father, we just come before you right now. I lift Johnny up to you. And the entire audience is praying at the same time. There's nobody who's not wanting this to take place. Lord, your will, of course, first, foremost, and always. No, nobody's looking for anything different. I pray that you would make that path very clear for him and that whatever education you decide he does need to get involved with, that you would lead him to that right place, because not every education is a good education. It really needs to be one that helps him in giving him the tools to be just that best minister that he can be.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
Asking you to bless, anoint, and pour your spirit out upon him in a special way that whatever he gives will be life-changing to people as they draw closer to Jesus or as they are introduced to Jesus. We're asking you, Father, to empower him by your spirit and honor your son and let your name be glorified continually. We ask it all in the precious name of Jesus Christ, because there's no better name to come to you in.
Amen.
Jesus' name, amen. All right, what do we got, a minute? I'm sorry, I didn't miss 2 minutes. Okay, so I want you to stick around, because what are you going to do? You may as well stick around. You got to hear this last thing. Actually, for a gospel preacher, I think you'll like this last segment. So I do want people to understand. I'm going to steal his number. It's 817-707-7672. Normally, I write that stuff down. I don't know what's better. And then Men of God
Moving.com. Men of God Moving.
Men of God Moving.com. At a minimum, folks, at a minimum, you could be praying for Johnny.
Amen.
That the Lord would just make it clear and that he would just be about his father's business. That's what you really want. All right, you're going to take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11. All the way up, they're louder.
I have saved the best for last, because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. So you want to get a hold of us, you can jump on top of your roof and go, "Hey, David." It won't help you, but you'll be a little bit like Abbott and Costello. if you understand where that joke really came from, you'd think it's funnier. But yeah, I know, generational elements. So great job by Johnny Hill in presenting where his ministry is now, what he's doing in his work now, but then also his call. And that calling is such an important aspect of life. Remember the first time I felt the ministry call, which was right after the dinosaurs died. Anyway, I remember saying to somebody, "I feel like I have a rock inside my stomach and there's a hammer beating against it, and I've got to do something with it." And that's when I found out, that's what Jeremiah said. Like, oh, it is? Oh, I didn't know that. To that effect, let this be one of the more classic things that you retain in regards to teaching and in regards to Jesus. This is a big one. So I was doing my devotions, and the title for this is, "Does Jesus Offend You?" So there are so many things that you can be offended by. And ironically, of course, Scripture says love is not easily offended. Oh, so every time you turn the TV and you get offended, wow. Go back to 1 Corinthians 13. Check it out. But listen to what Jesus happened between Jesus and John the Baptist. And there's a reason. There's just a fabulous, fabulous book that was written on this. But let me just share with you from Matthew 11. And the last point is the key point. So you got to kind of hang in there. It says, "When Jesus had finished giving these instructions to his 12 disciples, he went off teaching and preaching throughout the country. John the Baptist, who was now in prison, heard about all the things that the Messiah was doing. So he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, 'Are you really the Messiah we've been waiting for? Or should we be looking for someone else?' Jesus told them, 'Go back to John and tell him what you have heard and what you have seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor. And tell him, God blesses those who are not offended by me. Now, this just seems like this really simple engagement, but it's much more complex than that. John the Baptist was the forerunner. He was Malachi 3:1, the forerunner to the Lord. He was Elijah in spirit. Jesus even said in Matthew 11, if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who was to come. There's no question about what's going on here. And the very guy that made the proclamation prior to Jesus's public ministry, the very guy asked a very honest question. He was in prison. There's no reason to believe he was discouraged, no reason to believe he wasn't discouraged. There's no way to go one way or another. But he asked a very specific question. Are you really the Messiah we've been waiting for, or should we look for someone else? That's an amazing question from somebody as deep in as John was. But Jesus' response is just incredible. If you recognize the sign of the times, the Jews were under oppression from the Roman Empire. Now, in all of the scriptures prior, I know there's prophecy people that say different, but it's just not correct. In all the scriptures prior, there was a promise of Messiah. In the promise of Messiah, there was no specific deliverance from the Roman Empire. There's just deliverance. But what then had happened was the oppression was so bad that the Jews were anticipating deliverance by the Messiah from the Romans. And they were just like, we got to get out of this. It's a mess. They're controlling everything. They're ruining the culture. They're ruining our faith. It's just ugly. There are some people that were able to adapt because they didn't really care about that. Those were what we call the Sadducees, and that's why they're sad, you see. But the Pharisees were like, this is horrible. And the people were like, where's our Messiah, right? John was so looking forward to deliverance that he too said, are you the guy? Or is there something else that's going to happen? Or see that right there? Now listen to Jesus' response. I love this. He said, go back and tell John this, what you've seen, what you've heard. Here's what it is. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor. And then Jesus says, God blesses those, or blessed is the man, who is not offended by me. What Jesus was saying is, this is the Messiahship. This is the salvation. I am the Savior, and I am doing things like the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the gospel, the good news is being preached to the poor, and blessed are you if you don't get offended by me and my Messiahship, because if you are, you're going to miss the Messiah, and you're going to split hell wide open. This wasn't about the Roman moment. This was about the Messiah saving mankind. And to miss and to be offended by Jesus' style will leave a person outside of the kingdom of God and outside of fellowship with God for all eternity. So Jesus says, blessed is the person who's not offended by me. If Jesus offends your political sensibilities, you're in big trouble, period. If Jesus offends your, but this is how it should be done, attitude, you're in big trouble. And the reason that I'm saying that without any reservation, people are like going, oh, this is great. You can't say that. You can't say that. It's like, listen, this is not about me, you, our kingdoms, the kingdom of this country, or the kingdoms of this world. This is about the kingdom of God. And if you want to get into God's house, watch this, you go into God's house through God's door. You don't call God up and go, hey, I'm coming over, and I'm going to come in your back porch, and you just have all the lights on for me and make sure there's no problems there, and I'll just walk right in there. Mm. You don't tell God how you're getting into his kingdom. You don't tell God how you're getting into his home. God tells you, hey, you want to come into my house? You come in through this door. Now, if he says it's the garage door or the left door or the back door, whatever. But that's the door you come in. Great that Jesus said, I am the door. Isn't it? I am the door. You want to get into heaven? Jesus is the door. Now, there's a lot of people that are going, oh, well, now, that's, you know, what you were trying to say. It's Jesus only. Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. And just in case you're not following it, Jesus was very clear. Everything from Genesis 1:1 to Malachi 4, everything was pointing to Jesus. Everything after Jesus is pointing back to Jesus. It's Jesus. How many mediators are between God and men? The man, Christ Jesus. One. Why? Because he's the only one that is not partially man and partially God. That's incorrect. Fully man and fully God, and therefore the only one that can fully represent both sides and bring them together. It's just, like you can't get away from it. Oh, my goodness. So when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me, wasn't a joke. And when you have TV commentators saying, well, that's just what it says in the Bible, we just hearken back to the simplicity of logic because we do like 2 plus 2 is 4, and we also like this. God created the universe. The dude can write a book. That's it. There's nothing. If you believe God went bleh, and then the universe came about and there's 86 trillion planet systems, you better believe he can write a book. Oh, but man touched the book. Okay, so God is so incompetent in your mind, God can't preserve his message? Ooh. That is not the kind of God I want to serve. I don't know if he can even get me Jack in the Box, let alone get me through a trial. What are you talking about? I need God who controls everything, in charge of everything, and knows everything. One thing is great about the Lord, serving the Lord. He's never worried, so I don't have to be either.
Amen.
I mean, I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be. Now, I do sometimes operate in fear, but it's wrong. I don't need to. He's not worried about it. Why am I? He didn't lose the file. Why do I act like he did? You see God up there. Oh, I had that thumb drive for that person, and I don't know what happened to him. Okay. That's not the God we serve. So you are blessed if Jesus doesn't offend you. And yes, he will say things that you will be going, bah, 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 but that's the way it goes. Want to know why? Because there's two great phrases. He is Lord and Master. He is Lord and Master. And he is Savior. So I should have said that too. He saves us from our sins, from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin, eventually from the presence of sin. And he is Master, Lord over everything. Want to fight? I have a feeling you lose. Yield to him. All you got to do is say, here I am. I surrender. That starts the whole game. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 73-hour break, then come back, more Spoonanity and insanity. Have an awesome weekend.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.